Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
However, Tyler should have gotten one.
Tyler could have.
Two.
They also just free-fived off the ledge.
Yeah. They have to climb over the ledge.
I also wouldn't care enough.
Okay. Yeah. This guy didn't take anything?
Yes, he's at 13. I'm running out of dice.
That is the side that leads into the place, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right, Tyler, you got this one? Alright.
Amanda, there's a fence. It is denying you.
Well, I understand what's going on, so I'm going to...
Break the fence anyways.
Free five over here. Start doing dance.
Break the fence!
Slash dance.
Get the fence out of the way.
You got plus 22 hit points. Everybody does.
Oh, okay.
Alec.
You mean look badass?
Yeah.
Do do dance.
You know what I'm really tempted to do? Try to break the grate beneath him.
I look down at the dwarf. What are you talking about?
Coward! Attack at night! Bad as orc!
Yeah.
Orcs attack at night? Really?
They have dark vision.
Yeah.
And they have penalties for
sensitivity.
Daylight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You.
Orcs have better dark vision than orcs.
Isn't attacking at night a little more tactically sound when you have
you
a
You come to kill dwarves! Evil!
I haven't killed a single one of you. My sword is enchanted to not kill people.
Shut up! Fight!
Fine.
Fine strike.
Whack!
This is like a unit champion attacking a lord.
Power attack.
Are you certain he's not a...
You got three hits, right?
Or something?
I'm doing vital strike, so I get
yes.
One.
Oh.
Why?
Plus four.
Trusts me.
Okay.
Roll to see if my sword functions normally. This would be a really bad time for it.
This would be hilarious.
No, thank goodness. My sword is enchanted not to kill people.
It's a horrible property.
I think you failed.
None of you understand what I was just saying, by the way.
No.
Tree, flower, flower, tree, flower.
That guy didn't
even tree,
flower. Okay. Plus 14. 24.
You'll hit him.
As a reference, that rifle is back there on the ground.
That's fine. I was like, yeah.
Drop a charge, book draw.
76 plus...
By the way, accurate
16. Charge
is awesome.
16.
Raging?
No. 12. 25. 41 points of damage to him.
He is up to 63.
Wham!
Go out with honor.
Stephen.
I'm going to roll acrobatics to take less damage. I'm jumping over the edge.
I'm dying!
I got a 19.
You will take 10 less damage.
10 feet
less damage. Still take 10.
Oh, man. Oh.
In 5 rounds,
you limber up those knees. Limber them up.
Hey, man, that's 1/12 of my hit points. Now I'll take the doors very politely and hold the rest of my turn. Follow them. Why? Because their double move is less than my regular move.
Jessica.
They turn and start hosing you.
Then you all take them down.
They pull out heavy bolters.
No.
Then you all take them down.
No.
Do you have to cast Lesser Restoration and give it to the con? Where's it?
Yes.
Going? Okay. I'm just curious. Okay. And I've spent...
Honor challenge.
One.
Oh, blah, blah.
Although I'm going to take him down. There's no question.
Obviously, your honor is better than his.
Alright, well, I will heal myself.
Considering I'm fighting non-lethally and,
He's hitting you with a gun.
No, because you're gonna win.
You're going to own him hard. In the butt.
On the upside, since my merciful property functioned, it's much less likely that I'll kill him. Hopefully.
Horrible property, that's
fine. He has 1 hit point left. You roll, crit on him 3 times.
Hold.
I healed.
Oh, why always, Ryan?
At least you don't have to worry about having babies.
I'll go ahead and start.
But I like down children.
The
wall,
I guess
you probably ought to perform. You've already had the hysterectomy before.
Give me a climb check
by now.
Probably. Oh. With my newfound power,
bracing myself against the perpendicular wall, I will survive.
That's how I kind of...
It subtracts 5 from the DC.
Figure I heal myself.
So that's a 20.
Without casting magic.
Alright, Tyler.
I just regenerate myself.
See, that's why I actually bought a little bit of adamantium and made an adamantium cup. I just walked around with it.
Anything around here?
I didn't supersize.
Not really. They kind of picked up all the equipment.
I'll walk over the button.
I was about to say, just couldn't hold the stack of babies.
Beep, 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 beep.
I do a pattern.
Beep 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 beep. He looks at you and says, "You see 6 grenades?"
Yeah.
And they said crazy to install strings. And he attempts to grapple you.
Nah.
I am so glad I jumped off of there.
What's your CMD?
Wait, I have evasion.
30.
He will just hit you because he rolled a 19.
I rage.
It drops your AC by 2?
It raises his CMD.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's...
Okay, I'm sorry. 19 plus 15. 34.
Oh, okay, even raging I can.
Yeah. I rolled a 19.
Okay. Then no rage. Really? This is your definition of honor? Really?
Ha ha! Go out with bang!
No wonder everyone back home said dwarves were psychotic.
Won't matter in a little bit. Amanda.
you
have no idea. He just pulled some strings and then jumped on the elf.
The only reason I probably identify grenades is because I live with gnomes.
No, in all honesty, you didn't see what was in him.
Yeah,
his back was turned to you.
Yeah, I just take the last 2 hip... I can't not do it.
Stupid. All right. Alec.
If Alec can get a reflex save, you'll probably be the only one that takes any damage from this.
Yep.
The only way Alec will not take damage is if he breaks the grapple.
Yes.
And then he gets an invasion check.
I drag him to the side and jump out. If you're going to explode, you're not taking any of my friends with me.
You.
Us. Yeah. Well, actually, this is going to be him, because this isn't going to kill you.
Both of you will take 7.
No, I take 5.
Oh, that's right.
Because you're hardened against falling.
Yep.
She's just numb from the neck down.
What the... Oh.
Steven.
The dwarves haven't moved yet?
Oh, yeah, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I'll use my held action to move up to them so that way next turn I'll be able to just free five and pull them.
What's your AC minus 4?
20.
Do you have 4 armor, Steven?
Yes. You'll have to make armor check.
Well, that and the gun penetrates you for
8.
Removes 4 AC.
I know.
Yeah. It stops functioning for one of them, and it's fine for the other.
Maybe 8 more?
Yeah. These two dwarves, 1, 2, 3, they'll just run. You hear them hurling curses in Dwarven. Curses and oaths. Alright, sorry. Alec jumped out. Steven, you took your held action to move up.
Now it's actually my turn then. Because that would have gone on the dwarves' turn before us.
Okay, yes.
I will use my primary on both hands to hit the less injured one, my secondary on both hands to hit the other guy. Okay.
So you go like...
Oh, that might actually miss because I'm not using the magic property. Does a 17 hit him?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, Steven, isn't it more beneficial to go primary, secondary on one guy, primary, secondary on another guy?
17, that means I'm going to... And the final attack will actually miss. Alright, on the less injured individual.
You are not happy about this, Alex.
I guess imagine why he would be.
Well, actually, I'm kind of thinking maybe I could try ripping the grenades off of them and saving the dwarf as well.
The light. They go off on his turn.
Yeah, I know.
That's 23 points of damage to the less injured individual.
This is a lot with bang.
Yeah, at least I went out without, you know, protecting everyone.
Oh, and that's 6 of that, I apologize.
I doubt you'll die.
You still have 22 different hit points.
You've got, what, 100 some odd hit points?
No, it's 5.
It's going to be hard for him to kill you.
22 to the more
possible.
You still have those 22 hit points.
Yes.
Is he still up?
Yep, he's at 58.
What, does he have 60 hit points?
Yep.
curse
I'm not
you.
Going to be a happy elf after this happens, though.
All right.
Curse you for not being undead, elven, or human.
Now, Jessica.
Well, they're still falling. Were they old?
They hit the ground.
Okay. I'll begin lowering my rope.
For when you survive and he doesn't. Okay.
Don't,
Ryan,
aren't you glad we all have?
Hi.
We all have faith in you.
I need like an 11.
Tyler.
You probably think I'm crazy as to why I jumped.
You continue
up,
tapping?
I was on the other side.
I saw it. I'm like, what are. Okay, whatever.
Right.
I saw it. Oh.
No, you haven't seen the explosion yet.
I heard it.
It hasn't exploded yet.
They fired their last bullets.
Oh, yeah, that was you falling. I was, I was like, wow, 7? That was it?
1 hit. You'll take 8.
My damage direction will not work against the grenade exploding, though, I don't
they
think.
They will. They're frag grenades.
Oh, okay.
Alright, since there were 6 grenades, that's 5d6 each.
I'm no longer triple hit points.
30d6.
30d6.
Awesome.
They said I was crazy for installing string.
It could kill you, Alec.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, actually kill you.
Yeah.
Well, good thing I still jumped down and heal you.
Awesome.
I don't know.
Do you have to roll them individually because he has DR?
He just subtracts... 6 from this.
Right before it explodes. Goodbye, friend dwarf.
Goodbye, bitch.
Yeah. Right, you're not very nice, are you?
Charisma of 8. Fuck off.
This can do anywhere between 30 and 180 to you.
Yes, I can do basic math, Ryan.
I can't.
Ryan was just going, dude, that's a lot of damage.
It is.
Statistically average, I'm probably going to get like 90-ish.
You might have to raise your stay up.
No, it can't. It can't. 130, 40-something.
Oh. Yeah, no. Okay.
I see a few ones in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's quite a few ones, actually.
You always Benny it.
It's not worth wasting a Benny on. Well, I got bigger toys to play with.
Well, considering I don't know how much farther we're going to make it if we
it
want to
it is now 11:05.
Yep. Alright, so there's 2.
In the mix.
I only have 3 of them, okay?
That's probably all you need.
Not really, because 2 of them are built for labor.
They're labor.
This is a mining outpost that they gave 1 real warjack, and 2 wants to help them mine.
Keep in mind, we're just not a military installation.
So we'll be fighting shredders.
Jessica, you should have got the...
That's a lot of ones. Okay, so five.
Actually, if this is Gurren Lagann, drills are the most powerful
one, two,
weapons
three,
in the universe.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 91 minus 6 is 12. 85. Minus 12. So, 79. That explodes him well over his hit points.
112. You're still up.
He kills himself.
Yeah.
Hey, we sleep these before.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Is there anything left?
No, he's
not
eating many
really.
Pieces.
The straps of the grenades.
And the two.
Even his gear is basically just gone.
No, his guns were destroyed.
Even without the temporary hit points, I still have 46 left.
Older than before he opened his thing?
Oh, wait, because of Amanda's thing, I've effectively actually only taken.
And they're all the right
four.
You have.
Oh, wait, no. Temporary hit points go first, don't
they? That's right.
So I'm going to subtract 22 from that just to.
I already took the damage.
Amanda.
I already took the 22 temporary hit points.
Huh? Oh. Oh, God!
Yeah, you heard an earth-shattering... You fly on down and see Tana covered in bits.
How is...
Do I have enough?
Some of them are hers, some of them are not.
Can I...
Show me a potion? Yes, give me a touch attack.
Touch attack?
Does 91...
They've got a turn to save that dwarf.
No. How do I roll to hit?
It's
a melee attack.
Greater heal?
You're not using your greatsword. Does that 28 touch you?
No. Okay. It's higher than my normal AC.
You pour it in her mouth.
Basically, talk to me like,
you gargle some dwarf and healing potion.
How far is the dwarf down?
He killed himself by 10 points.
Oh.
Like, killed himself.
He killed himself by 10 points.
Oh, that's not impossible to save him.
No, it's not. It's just...
Now he's in bits.
Conceivably, there's not enough bits to save him.
By bits, I mean bits of his organs, bits of his flesh. There's still a carcass there.
Okay,
It's just... All the damage was centered here. It's not incinerated, it's fragged. It's shrapnel ripping through his body.
Cure Serious is plus what?
When she's healing you.
No, it's Cure Serious.
Yeah, so... 3d8 plus 5.
Yeah, you can try to save the dwarf.
18.
I mean, healing magic puts organs back in a blood spot.
However, they don't remove bullets from your leg.
Imagine if it was napalm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did 18.
It healed you.
Yep,
reach in my pocket, pull out my own Cure Serious potion, walk over to the dwarf, and shove it down his throat.
Okay, go ahead. Roll your damage.
I don't think he can resist right now.
Black pencil, that's Jessica's.
We had one that I pulled out of my purse.
It's hers.
Okay.
Well, we'll save him at least.
10, 15. Yeah, he's unconscious. He's alive by 5, but he's still quite out.
Yeah. Now, don't say I never did anything for your kind.
He's totally going to do it. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Forward.
So the guy's still alive?
Yeah. And I'll just alternate highest, second.
Oh, because you get one round.
Healing magic.
Heat.
That's why he's alive.
Heat. Yeah, that guy's down.
I pick a few pieces of shrapnel.
How many points do you have left?
Two.
Two. Yeah, he's down. So then the rest of my attacks.
2DR hair.
22.
Yes.
Hit. What is that number? 13
well,
plus
well,
seven.
Some of that shrapnel.
Maybe four hits on that poor strap.
Yes.
Can you imagine shrapnel bouncing off someone's skin?
Do 18 points of damage.
That's what someone would
have done. He's down.
Not all of it, obviously, but still. Yeah.
Unfortunately, someone was standing
a bit too close.
I'm too far away.
Alright. Dwarves outside are defeated.
Except those two.
Alright, are we going to
take ran.
Go inside tonight?
I said sure.
You guys have 45 minutes left, so I would like you guys to at least figure out how to get inside. Because as of currently, the doors are sealed, and the two people who might know how to get in were knocked unconscious.
Hey.
He's not unconscious.
Yeah, well, okay.
Y'all, I just realized something. No one died in this encounter.
Hooray!
No deaths.
Yeah, nobody died.
Success!
Oh. I guess if we need that guy, I'll start climbing back up.
Oh, wait!
I grab the dwarven captain, put him over my shoulder, and begin climbing the wall.
You mean the rope that she threw down for you?
Yes.
Alright, you guys climb up.
Hey.
No one comes outside.
I'll grab this guy.
We're out of initiatives, right?
Yes, you're out of initiative.
I guess you want to talk to him now, right?
I just like to say this.
Are you playing? Are you playing with the pinky again?
Explosives hurt.
I was bored.
Piece of iron sticking out of your skull.
Remember, we used explosives on that one random thing that was a trap that had the tentacles.
Okay, that last bit did help. Everything else prior to that, not so much.
The thing that was a trap.
I'll keep a lookout.
All right, you keep a lookout.
I'm gonna go down to the door.
Then we managed to shoot the devil.
This one is actually iron.
Eventually. No, I'm going down to the door.
You guys, okay. That's the stables.
The door that you ran into and bounced off.
Yes, I'm gonna just keep post on here.
Hey.
So that way, should something happen,
maybe we should.
Okay.
Maybe we should try and get through this iron door here.
I signed to him.
Barred?
How do we get through this door?
Not barred.
He comprehends language, so. We saved your captain. Tell us how to get in the door.
So you can rob
Does anyone here speak Sylvanian?
No.
Does he?
There's one conscious dwarf.
I pat him on the head.
Well, let's search his body, see if there's keys or something.
I will search the door, see if there's any way I can get the bar off.
It not from this side.
Not the metal door, the other door.
This one?
The smaller door.
Yeah, not from this side.
There's a bar on that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone break it?
Yep, you need a good strength check.
Hey, Rooney.
Okay.
Hold on.
Do the whole...
I'll move the buddy cop thing
and kick it in together.
You can do go large size.
Engineering. You have engineering?
I do.
No.
I do.
See, you know how strong it would be.
Mm-hmm.
That way we know we're not just, like, wasting our time and, you know...
29.
All right. Normally an iron door of this, at least, quality, made by humans, is around a DC 28 to break.
Oh, Billy!
That's just a normal door. Dwarves might have made it slightly stronger, but a bar will add 4 to the DC.
So it's a 32?
At least.
Probably
we're
a
not
34.
Breaking this down.
Which means you're going to need a plus 10 on my...
If only we had those adamantine weapons!
Hey, Cassidy...
It is possible to break down the door. After all, the door only has a hardness of 10. It's just, depending on how thick it is, it might have a lot of hit points.
Can we shoot the...
Not from this side. You'd have a hard time doing it with a pistol. Rifle might... I'm not sure if you have enough bullets, but you're more than welcome to try.
I don't think we should waste bullets on it.
We can sort
it
down.
I look around for anything that looks like it might be a way of opening the door.
I was thinking we take like one or two rifles.
It looks like, you know, there's not even a handle from this side.
He said there was extra ammunition.
Is there anything odd in the
towers
besides...
No, not really. It looks like the only way these dwarves get back inside is their compatriots let them back inside.
Yeah, but they'll break their weapons.
And there's the little beepy thing.
And the magical spaz out.
Just have him not use magic.
We could make him beep beep.
What?
Yeah, but we have no idea what he's saying. So he can beep beep, don't come out.
I got a diplomacy while I'm sitting down at the door, just talking to some. Because I know somebody on the other side of the door. I'll just talk, trying to sound soothing and calming and relaxing.
That's fucked up. Okay? It's okay, I'm going to kill you.
Subdue and rob. Thank you.
It's alright, I'm just here to take everything you own and love.
So this is like a demon invasion. Because, I mean, we took out the front of the fortress with no work to do.
Beep, beep, beep.
It's the devil. And then I'm beeping.
Hey, there are two devils here.
I know.
One of them casts voodoo magic.
Both of them cast voodoo magic. Someone else has any idea, Rooney and I will begin trying to power attack the doors down.
Does that run a risk of them actually breaking their weapons?
Yes. Swords are not built to...
If they use my Morningstar, would it?
The haft might.
Also, your Morningstar is not very good for hefting at a door.
We need a hammer.
The thing is, you know, usually I don't go with weapon breakage, but it's a sword.
Yeah.
Against an iron, thick iron door.
Unless it's an adamantine sword.
You won't do anything.
Do any of the dwarves... Let's just have her punch the door down. Don't you like...
Yeah.
Ah!
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 Do we have something we can batter ring ram type thing it down?
No.
You know that
ring... You didn't come here with siege ready. I'm sorry.
Do any dwarves have hammers on them?
No, actually they don't. They've all got...
These are horrible dwarves!
They've actually got bayonets.
I go over to them and you're fired!
Although it looks like the stock of the rifles are enough that they would count as a D6 club.
Yeah, but that's not gonna help unless we've got something with an absurd strength.
I'm just
power attack, two weapon fighting. I mean, two handed.
You can't wield rifles like this.
No, ah! Hand-handed club.
Oh, I'm sorry. He said. I imagine he said two handed.
I said two weapon fighting.
Ah! Sure, if you want to.
Is there? Well, if we're gonna do that, we might as well just use the bullets first.
No, we want to save the bullets.
There's plenty of rifles up here.
There's a total of four up here.
Yeah.
Is there any large metal up here?
The brazier.
What? Oh, you said, guy said something about oil. Like the, boiling oil or something?
Yeah.
It would come through the door we're trying to break down.
Oh, it would?
They would prepare it and then bring it out to dump on people.
Oh. That seems like that's a long time to get...
It's a sea.
You begin hearing something beep 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 coming back on this side, actually.
Someone cast comprehend languages.
Sorry, I already did.
I don't.
We don't have a bard anymore.
Try it.
Okay.
Damn. You use the spell slot.
No.
But nothing happens.
Try again.
Are you a spontaneous caster?
Yeah. I guess.
It functions normally.
Okay. What is it?
Evil invaders, stop. What are you doing? Stop. Other than attempting to break down the door, stop. Halt or stop. Prepare to meet our heaviest stop. Weaponry, stop.
Oh, this is how we're supposed to get in.
Hold up. I got it.
They're going to show us their weapon. What does it say anything?
I just do a really long
You can't make out anything over that.
I will stop like a little bit.
Do they respond? Very well, by the way.
Not really.
Evil invader, stop. Was that a no?
I'll go ahead and just kind of hit it a few times. Cool, I can make demon noises. Play it backwards and it says kill your parents.
Is there a G in your mind still? Are you sure?
Look around and see where they can see this from.
Give me a perception check.
You have to have tongues to actually be able to.
Oh, I know. I know.
It.
Yeah.
I know.
That's why I'm just kind of like.
Yeah, no, same thing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they have magic.
Trying to break down the door with the.
No. I figure it's probably in the stones hiding.
Whack.
Andre, he's gonna try to break down.
Whack.
Is it gonna do anything?
It does a D6.
Plus strength plus and a half, power. So plus 6, plus power attack of 9, so plus 15.
Ah, aren't you two? You're two-handing, right?
Yeah, that's...
Oh. 19. Hold on. Can I have the core book? I need to see how many hit points this damn thing has.
It's probably got like 100 and some.
Whack! Roll a d10. On a 1, it breaks.
No.
How many guns do we have?
4.
That was
4 up here,
die.
And then 6 over there.
Okay.
And then the other dwarves ran away, right?
No.
And
yes,
then there.
Could you pass me the dice? That's not
actually, I'm sorry. There are only 4 that you got over here. No, there will be 6 because they all dropped them.
Like, this foot, too. And the explosion went down on the ground.
This was my hit die. Use one of his.
Did
he's
break
got
or
like
something?
A whole bunch over there.
No.
What's going on, Oak?
He's breaking stuff.
The first one he picks up is
19 on the first one, so now we're up to 9.
Okay. Wait, did the first one
break? All right.
Yes.
What? No, it didn't.
No, he needs roll a 1.
Alec?
Yeah?
No.
This has 180 hit points.
How many points of damage did I do?
9.
Okay.
It's 2 out of 10.
Okay, so 8 more.
Why isn't
Amanda
doing this? She ignores DR.
I ignore DR, not hardness.
No, you ignore
Wait,
hardness.
Wait, how do you ignore DR?
No. I ignore DR, not hardness.
How?
It's fighter made. Special ability.
It is only DR.
Oh.
Okay.
It's made for killing.
So, 10 more. I'm just subtracting the hardness.
I know. Do you want to do it on these?
No, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, those are your hit points, right?
Yeah.
Seven more. Just tell me when they bring out the steam jacks.
Oh, no.
You should keep rolling.
Eight
breaks.
More. Yes, I am.
I'm going to go over to the one in the middle.
Gun breaks. After 10 points.
And we'll walk over to the central door. And 10 more?
This.
Yep.
One.
Oh, the...
Crack!
And start beeping on that button.
Hey, Shady!
What?
What's going on up there?
Okay, you have nine more guns.
Tana's beating the
more.
Gun butt against the door
six
and
more.
Trying to break it down.
Six more?
I think
I
she's actually...
down here for like 2 minutes.
Ten I more. Think she's actually six, succeeding.
Is she tired yet? Six.
Tana's Tana.
She's broken two already.
No, I broke
she
one.
Broke two, she oh, broke a gun already.
Those are expensive.
Eight more.
We don't actually know that. It might be really cheap.
Well, we can take them off. I'm pretty sure we can sell them for huge money on the back of the city.
Adamantium weapons worth so much more.
Yes.
Nine more.
I was literally overhearing this entire conversation.
No.
We need to totally get a hammer.
Yes, we maybe we'll find an adamantium hammer. Then we
Hold
can
on.
Easily break down doors.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Adamantium.
We will call it Siege.
Adamantium Maul. Just go.
Six more.
Then we can enchant it.
Its name is Siege.
And
seven
Bane,
more.
Bane Construct. Yeah.
It is designed to just break
11,
things.
And I break another gun.
Well, it's Bane Construct, so it's designed to break golems,
Wait,
and then it goes through
it
the hardness on doors.
Yeah,
180.
Oh.
I'm almost
it's not,
there,
it's
actually.
Break it on
yeah.
the door.
Yeah, it's only caving in.
Oh, no.
Six.
Give that to Tana. Bane Construct.
11.
Hold on, 32, 143.
See that object? Go break it. You succeed.
All right, so just to ask, the only four people who are up here at the central, at the far one, is these four, right?
Yes. I presume.
In this area, yes.
Yeah, I'm over there beeping on that one. Probably right where. Probably went over here, beefing on this one for a little while, and then just sat back here.
I'm just sitting back here.
Yeah, I'm...
She and I are having a conversation across the courtyard.
11 more.
Okay, so 54.
Seven.
I'm now on the roof.
61. It's almost broken.
What are you doing up there?
10.
It's only Dancing. Got...
Standing.
Why?
11.
All right.
Boom!
Ha-ha! Yeah. All right,
finally,
laugh.
Their held actions go off.
You're like, yeah!
Two
like... point damage isn't going to make me die.
All right,
I don't think that was a very welcoming noise. You should go check it out.
You should probably come help.
I'll make my way over there.
I'll go.
Wait, did we just break our way into a tower?
You broke your way into the tunnel.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're just drawing that.
Ignore this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Two dwarves are operating on this. Two dwarves are operating on this.
Awesome.
Behind them. No. No, they're actually not there.
Oh.
And behind them are 10 more dwarves. And they all open fire on our favorite barbarian.
And the barbarian dies.
How many hit points do you have?
I'm down to 72.
Yeah, you're probably going down.
Three.
I'm sorry, they open fire on the doorway. It's not as though they haven't had...
six hit points.
It's not as though they haven't had time to prepare.
Hey, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
All right.
This is perfect for you. You, like, jump, tumble, and dodge all the you can attack him from behind.
So he's really far away.
Pretty sure that's
and
a fence.
Then I would be shot by old...
You're like, no, what's about to happen to me?
You're about to die?
You're going to rage and then die?
Who knows? I actually, this is not horrible for me. I still get to subtract, if I rage, 3 from every shot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not...
All right. The two machine guns go off.
Ow.
This subtracts 8 from your armor.
You know, I am going to rage, honestly.
This is one of those... It's terrified rage.
What's your armor class? Minus 8 armor. And if you even rage. Have 8 armor.
20. I have 8 armor.
Alright, so 20?
Mm-hmm. No, 18 since I'm raging.
Okay. Well, the 17 what is just missed. Alright. Here come. Luckily, I didn't crit on you.
What are they rolled? D100s?
Huh? No. It's 5D10.
It's D300.
Ow!
You mean 3D100?
No, it's 8.
Yeah, everyone's favorite barbarian might be dead after this.
I don't know how you're gonna work that, but.
You get a subtract 6 from this.
AD300. Yeah, I know.
So let me write that one. There you go.
Single D300.
Alright.
You roll a D3.
15.
And then percentile dice?
20.
Yeah, percentile dice. 0 being 0, 0.
Yeah.
0, 0, 0 being
36. Zero. 42.
Okay. 114. No, that's already minus 6.
Ooh. And then here comes the 10 rifle shots.
Yeah. Well, got 44 hit points left.
I'm not dead yet.
Well, I've got a little more than that, assuming someone runs over.
I need 3 more D20. Can I?
Yeah.
Are these?
Yes.
I hope you have a. Your AC is what?
18. No, wait. 15. My shield's not active. Oh, no. Add 4 to that. 19, since they only peel off 4.
Hey, 2 ones. Another 2 ones.
There you go.
You said what?
15.
19.
Oh. I was still peeling off 8 with the 15.
Basic what are these numbers for?
5 plus...
Anything?
10.
Those were how many hit points?
Yeah, so these guys are plus 10.
Which door was that?
Plus 12. Okay, so those will not hit. So that's 7 more hits.
Okay, just subtract 21 from whatever you roll.
Okay. 1 rifle, 2 rifle, 3 rifle, 4 rifle, 5 rifle, 6 rifle, 7 rifle.
What are the X's?
That's a wall.
It's a barricade.
So it's not a wall, it's just a barricade. So Tyler, please would tumble over.
20.
It's a what, Steven?
It's barricade, so you can tumble over.
So just I'm not sure I want to tumble into all those doors.
Come on, it'd be fun!
I wouldn't. Yeah. Maybe 10, they want all like level 5 or
20.
Higher.
35.
No, they're not higher than level 5. They don't have 2 shots each.
Maybe
level
43,
51, 60.
174.
Plus... 7. 76. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Never mind. Subtract away that. They don't have short range.
Okay, so you got someone 74.
74. So that's...
Is that minus 3 on each hit?
I already did that.
Maybe 16 over. Could be
16. Okay, I've still got 10 hit points left.
How long did your temporary hit points thing last?
You already burned off.
It's... Yeah.
Yeah, they're already gone.
I was beating on that door for ways.
Okay.
Besides, I already lost those in the explosion.
Okay.
You're still standing.
Roll initiatives.
You might want to get high on initiative, Alec. Oh, wait, no, but you get a turn at least.
Unless Tyler's not there as of currently, Alec, Amanda.
I'll roll my initiative for not letting you know when I need to go.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
Andre, are we underground?
No, you guys are actually currently not. You're out in the open plane.
Okay.
I'm now riddled with bullet holes, aren't I?
Hey, you look like me.
No,
you were hit by a machine.
You're hit by a machine gun. Two machine guns.
Yep, 230 caliber machine.
The fact that I'm still standing...
I'm glad I was not here.
Yeah. As I can... You know, I can understand why the dwarfs are probably standing there going like...
Oh, God!
Because in their eyes, this dainty...
Open fire!
They all like, fire!
What'd you get?
22.
Let her go again!
Alec?
22.
Amanda?
19.
Ryan?
18.
Jessica?
20.
Steven?
I seize the initiative! 24.
Well, I guess you do.
10.
Yes, you do.
They're standing there going like,
alright, so up in the tower you hear...
No, no, what I hear is a dong, 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 dong,
crack,
flip. Hey!
Right before the bullet fire goes off.
When I heard the roar, I looked over and Spear like, that's not a good sound, is it? No, you might want to get up here.
What?
By the way, Andre.
I can't hear
that
anything.
That plus one DR from raging just saved my life.
I bet.
Because I think the moment I fall down, rage ends, so I would have been dead.
All right.
I run over to the tower.
That'd all right. Tyler, you're next on 23.
I'll run over to the door.
Because you were still over here.
Actually, put me next to the dwarf. Yeah.
Well, you technically were next to the dwarf.
I don't want to occupy the square that Tana might be running to.
All right. 22, Alec.
Free fun. Ooh, you have your rage ability to heal, don't you?
That's right.
He drinks a potion and he's here.
He didn't heal that much.
Okay, my rage healing is 2d8 plus my con modifier. So 2d8 plus 5. Nice. Hey, I can cure moderate on you when
is
I get up there.
Is that once per round you can do that? Or?
Once per day. So I heal 15. I'm one away. If my rage ends, I fall unconscious.
Is that a potion?
The rage thing is a standard action, I believe.
Okay. Is drinking a standard or is it a movement?
Well, you popped out like two or three bullets.
Renewed vigor. As a standard action, yep.
Stay under the door.
Can I have the
nine. Yep, I am one away from my regular,
Can I move and free fire?
Yep.
No. No.
Okay, and I've got 18 rounds of rage left.
Because I want to, like, shoot and Jessica. Then go back, but then... Like,
that's what shot on the run is for. It's a feat.
Yep.
Wait.
It's a feat.
So you go, shoot, and then go back? Then
uh-huh. What it is you make a movement, and anywhere within that movement you can take a shot.
And I'd like to say, I am so glad none of my abilities are considered magical as a barbarian.
Your rage fails because you're in an anti-magic zone. They're I can't get angry? Magical.
Basically, my anger does a lot of damage.
They're probably extraordinary, actually.
I'm guessing they're extraordinary.
They are extraordinary.
Because even supernatural stuff is
repressing.
Plus one to hit.
With a specified weapon.
It's different.
My rogue gave me weapon-focused greatsword.
I get weapon-training greatsword.
It's weapon-training heavy blades.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because it also gives you bonuses to like bastard sword and things like that.
Roll a d10 for my rope. My rope.
Your rope.
My rope.
Functions normally.
Okay, I have it attached to the pillar there.
I don't suppose you have a wand.
And
you?
I toss it over so he can use it.
Mm-hmm. I don't suppose you have a wand. Do you?
Not like I really need it.
And I will.
I have 7k gold. I've spent on. Healing items and alchemical goods.
Oh, okay.
I just everyone haven't is injured
spent it yet
because
I'm lazy.
Okay.
Everyone heals 8.
Everyone heals 8? Oh, thank God. I'm.
Am I outside 30 feet, Andre?
Yes, you were 30 feet down. Oh,
yes, okay. You are definitely out of range.
Oh, I'm not going to die anymore if I stop raging.
You mean you're not going to die anymore if the dwarves don't come?
They probably won't. They have a pretty good gun line right now. And we're
Amanda.
Don't wait till the warjacks come and let them do the work.
Okay, so I use 3.
They are so very confused right now, though, I'll say that.
Everybody gained 22 hit points.
If
Ryan.
It's funny because.
By the way.
Not
they are going to use this turn to either reload or draw their pistols.
I'd say they're going to reload.
So we should shoot.
I think.
Now.
What. If you do shoot, they'll draw. If they draw their pistols, then their guns are on the ground, and they will have less damage. Although I don't
so
think
I should do that.
I don't think the machine guns have to reload.
No. So the moment you poke your head out, they're gonna shoot.
Poke your head out, but shoot the machine gun guys, because you can take a round of fire from machine guns, Amanda.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I'll do that.
So you're gonna free fire here?
No, yeah. She's just going to poke her head out and fire around the corner.
I'm asking if she wants to be stupid.
Okay.
No. No, thank you.
I'm sorry, I almost got you.
AoE would be so nice right now, though.
Ooh, my AoE that I have.
Standard action, breathe.
Fan of knives.
20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, what's your range?
60.
Okay, so that's all of them. May I have the core book?
No.
Does
it still do 3d8?
Yeah, it still does 3d8.
Okay, I heroic leap into the middle of the mob.
You heroic leap and then do whirlwind with great leap?
Dwarf it this way.
And vital strike?
Unfortunately, whirlwind requires me to be in berserker stance, which would be really stupid right now.
Yeah.
That would
be Alec, you have that crown of frenzy right now. Just run in there, activate the crown, slaughter everything.
We will shut the door behind you.
She would die.
Yeah.
It's not like that's important. It's details! Details! It's
sacrifice for the greater good!
It's not death frenzy, it's just frenzy.
It would all take 12.
You ruined my fun.
Death frenzy is a...
I don't know what the defense is.
Ability only.
These two back here will take 12, everyone else will take 6.
I'm not sure how we're going to make it through this.
I am.
They're all level 5, which is what you guys have gotten used to. It's just their equipment is...
badass.
Slightly better.
And I'll say this, we did give them time to prepare.
Yeah.
Bong, bong. I think they're coming this way. I don't know, though.
Here's what I'll say. From my perspective, at least, there wasn't a lot of other options.
Oh, I understand. Shape or stuff like that would have been cool.
I'm sorry, I only have second level spells.
I'm just saying.
Hey, we're rogues, not magicians.
If I stay.
Scrolls, wands,
8 wisdom.
Hey, I was down in Runmore and on my honeymoon. It wasn't my job to plan.
All right,
that's enough to me.
No, it wasn't even on my. It wasn't even my idea to come here. Then I'm like, next day, wait, we're going where?
All right, you guys.
I'll be fine.
You guys hear the clash of dropped guns, and it sounds like a whole lot of unsheathing.
Oh, suck.
Pistols.
And here.
Told you.
I don't even know what that means.
They're winding up their machine guns.
Oh.
They're Gatling guns.
You mean that they're getting ready to fire some more?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They are holding action. The next stupid person, poke their head out.
Stephen. All right, hold on.
Is that you?
That was round two.
Did we skip me?
No, you hit up this turn. That's it.
I asked what you wanted to do, and you didn't do anything.
Because I was coming out of the bathroom.
Okay, what did you want to do?
I wanted to pop behind the wall.
Like this?
That'll work. Just get as much cover as possible.
You have all cover.
Okay.
All right, on my turn, I got an idea.
Steven.
Gonna charge him?
I move 20 feet up the rope. I'm gonna top of the rope, poke my head out, see that, and just... I'm gonna hang here on the rope for a little bit.
Tyler.
Okay, thanks.
I release the rope.
I will turn myself into a dwarf. Looking thingy. And... like, leap for the door, start curling forward, and I'm going to use the how does this guy look like I've been, slashed up and whatnot. All
right.
Roll a bluff check.
Do you perform acting?
I have disguise.
I'll go ahead and give you disguise.
Which is what that's used for, acting in character.
Oh, God, I hope it works.
It'll hurt a lot.
Were you disguising us?
A wounded dwarf.
Just a wounded dwarf.
Like that one.
The one who might be screaming here in a second is a trick.
Cover his mouth.
Cover
the dwarf's mouth. If he bites, I'm sorry.
Can you take care of this? And this,
damage.
And this, and this, and this.
No, but I'll take care of that one, that one, that one.
Do you have the disguise hat bonus or duad?
It gives plus 10 to disguise. Just they might get synergy bonus for being able to do you.
Woo! Okay.
Your hat might be on fire.
Your hat catches on fire.
Oh.
You come in with a flaming dwarf hat.
Does it affect my illusion at all?
Yes, it does not function. So you just have your flat disguise.
It doesn't matter.
Ha! Were they holding the chute?
Yes, they were.
No, I can't. It's his roll.
You can Benny to put the hat out, but...
I haven't tried to put the hat out yet.
What's your AC minus 8 armor? If you have 8 armor.
I don't have 8 armor unless the shield bracer is counted as armor.
No,
because it's magical
shield.
Yeah, that's force.
That was
odd. Well, it gives me a shield bonus.
But it's not
it's
a
force.
Shield, it's force.
Okay, then I only have 4 padded armor.
So what's your AC, please?
By the way, company language would just be gone by now.
26, because I'm prone.
Okay. That's what I was waiting for you to figure out. I'm on the... Oh, God.
Basically, I need a 16 of it.
One.
Come on, get 4 crits.
Still, though. Ow.
2.
Stupid hat.
So far, 3 hits.
How do I put this hat out, Andre?
Reflex saving throw, 1 crit.
Okay,
so far, we're looking at 6 hits, 1 crit.
Ow.
Oh, that's a nice rolling, Andre.
It is. And then 2 natural ones.
Yay, natural
Where
ones.
Where is the door, Andre?
Oh, damn! Elbow!
No, like, what is...
One of them apparently triple tapped.
What was the thing?
It consumes twice as much ammo.
Oh.
Alright,
okay.
Andre, what is the state of the door?
It is beaten and lying on the ground.
But it's still a solid chunk of metal.
No, there's a nice hole in it.
I can still use it for 9/10 cover.
Yes.
Okay.
However, Sophia is currently lying on it going, I'm dying!
Yes, you are.
Fuck. Stupid magic! Why don't you believe? My demon magics!
They see a dark with flaming hair.
I'm dying! Oh, and then the crit. 1, 2, 3. Alright.
I think that for the EVs.
Alright, we'll go for that one.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, well, anytime my turn, I need to
hold on.
Vent here.
Huh. You're gonna what?
Orchestrate an event.
Orca?
You need to haste us.
No, yes. Wait. I'll try.
I said 6 hits and then
on
a crit.
On my turn,
right?
Let me explain my idea.
What?
I said 6 and then a crit, or is it 5 and then a crit?
6 and then a crit.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's what
I care.
This is only a d6 points of damage.
You said 6 hits and 1 crit.
You mean 2d6?
Yeah.
I think a pistol was a d6.
2d6.
2d6.
Oh, okay. And rifle's 2d10.
Andre likes his dwarves, so he gives him special super stuff.
Dude, it takes a full round to reload.
So does a heavy crossbow.
Per bullet.
So does a heavy crossbow.
Actually, no. No, it doesn't.
It takes a reload, gives it down to a movement. Rapid reload,
it
gets it down.
It takes a standard action.
We'll only get it down to a standard. You are firing every...
twice as much damage.
You're firing once a turn ever.
And every 2 turns.
High elf player.
Yeah, true.
Hey,
I'm specifying the discrepancies here.
What discrepancies?
Well, I'm a dark elf here.
Alright.
10, 20,
30, 40,
55. The same discrepancy in the role playing game between guns and...
I was going to say, what about the crit?
Guns and crossbows.
That was with the crit.
It was probably normal.
The crit probably...
However, one of the bolts punctured your lung.
Ow.
3 rounds from now, you will begin to drown.
Cool. Can I see a pencil?
Kill the devil!
I put up my hat.
Andre, the same issue I have, basically the same issue I have with you.
50 what?
Guns in
55.
Warhammer roleplaying, but inverted. Because Warhammer roleplaying, the guns are so pointless.
Alright, so Tyler jumped out on 23, so they will go as close to that as they can, which is a 22.
I failed to see the issue, Steven. Yeah.
Alec, what do I need to put on my hat?
A reflex check, DC 20.
Heal a little bit more, you'll need it.
Where'd my D8s go? Why do you keep stealing my D8?
Because, right, I don't know, my D8 is missing, actually.
Okay, cure moderate potion.
It's missing, it's not
plus
missing.
3, right?
Plus 3. 13.
Are you sure you didn't
want
for 38. It wasn't in my box. Okay. I thought. I did it. All my. Like,
alright.
Did I have any actions left, or did the reflex take that?
The reflex took that. Okay. Stop, drop, and roll. With your head.
That'd be strange.
20, Jessica.
You start breakdancing, standing on your head.
This is technically when we need to rush in while they're reloading.
They're not reloading.
Oh, pistols.
They have pistols.
You guys hear something heavy coming down the hall.
Well, I will try and heal people the best I can with this time. Not with that roll. Seven.
Yeah. Alright, Ryan, from where you're at, you can still haste everybody, so go ahead and haste.
Okay.
31.
I love to do so.
Oh.
That would get you now.
Yes. Wait, did you do mass AoE?
Remember. Yes. My Storming Dwarven holds.
No. My AC is actually like 25.
Unless you have lots of goblins you don't care about.
My AC is like a 27.
Just okay. You have to move up.
What do you need those miss because of that?
No.
No, she's
no. It's I didn't roll a single 16. It was either 17, 18, 19, or crit, or like a 9.
I just remembered that I have a plus 1 dodge because I have agile fighting.
Why couldn't you play a paladin?
Uh-huh.
Then you could just Beacon of Lightning and heal someone else.
Bacon of Light.
I like it.
Amanda on 19.
Bacon. Wait, you healed us how many?
Seven.
Okay.
She is closer to a paladin.
I still like little thing. Thanks for the pictures on hot air hand dryers. Push button.
Charging in.
Bacon.
No, wait.
What?
You know the little picture they have on the
speak?
Air dryers for your hands
just
and bathroom?
Oh. The plan push is have him haste. I'm going to run up and pick up the funny. Door, use his knife hands cover, and you guys follow in behind me.
Can you carry the door?
Yes, without I won't be able to do anything else. That's why I basically as the moving shield while you guys go swarming around me and attack in unison.
Okay.
And then have people tumble behind and sneak attack.
Can I get more than 27 hit points?
That's up to you. It's going to take me this turn to
Amanda,
get up,
do you
go
hold?
Over and pick up the door.
I.
So you have
I
one more full round.
She tosses you a potion.
A cure moderate.
Are you shoving it down my throat or are you hurling it to me?
I'm hurling it.
Otherwise, she'd have to step in front of the door again.
Okay. It's assumed I catch it, right?
Give me a touch attack. If you roll a 1, I will laugh so hard and I
rolled a 1.
Yes! Yes!
Oh.
And I don't have anything.
Oh, is this considered a magic attack?
What's it do?
You throw the cure light potion, it breaks on the ground, and out pops a level 2 CR2 monster.
Whatever, I'm not gonna pay
you. Oh, I need to find a sandstorm monster!
I just used that.
That is hilarious!
Don't bother looking it up until we know if it's gonna even live.
Yeah, it might die horribly.
I like the Pathfinder roleplaying game. 3.5 thrives.
Uh huh. Top of the round, Steven, you're dang.
CR2 monsters.
It doesn't have a CR.
Oh, Ryan.
He said a CR2.
I haste.
And
I'm sorry, that was funny, though.
It works, too.
And now stab the thing. Wait, is it there or is it
there?
Spider form is bad.
Nice.
You could summon a choker, a skeletal champion.
Oh, yeah, have it be a skeleton.
A cockatrice, a gelatinous cube.
No! Why'd you list that?
Be glad I didn't move to the next one.
Roll percentile. You have to roll percentile.
No, I don't.
Yes, because it has all the percentiles.
You could have summoned an ogre. Ooh. How about 1d6 troglodytes?
I summon a gelatinous cube.
Okay, do you want its stats?
It's got like an AC of 2 and 30 hit points. So you throw it. Maybe you should have drank that one.
According to this, it's a CR3, but the encounter table is a CR2, but whatever.
I don't think it matters. How many hit points is that?
It's got an AC of 4 and 50 hit points.
Alright.
So its AC and hit points went up.
It should have popped right in front of the door. Because I didn't make
it. It pops there because it's convenient.
Yes. Otherwise it would start in one of their squares.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, and then those two.
Everyone
everyone needs to make a DC 15 perception check.
I'm serious.
I see it.
Yeah.
I
make it.
To see it.
DC 15.
Even if I get a 1, I make it.
Okay.
Same here. We are in combat, so... Yes.
That would be sad if I didn't see it. Why didn't you take it? Why didn't you take it?
It just fell on the floor. You just let it drop. The potion hit the ground, and then suddenly it's... It foamed up and became a gelatinous cube.
Steven on 24.
That's kind of fun.
I make it up to.
Okay. He's gonna.
What the fuck?
So you guys, do anything to
go ahead.
I didn't tell you guys I was keeping a pet gelatinous cube.
So that's where it was.
It was hiding in that bottle.
Doesn't look like it has anything special in terms of defenses.
No, it doesn't. It just kind of.
The special thing is when you hit it, it sucks your weapon in and tries to, you know.
All right, now Steven.
I finish climbing up. I go over and pick up the door. That is my full hasted turn.
That was such bad luck.
So where now, am I?
I'm basically standing
on between
you.
His legs.
Yes. And I'm using the door as 9/10 cover for me. For you, it's full cover.
Actually, gelatinous cubes no longer suck up weapons if they're hit with them.
Oh, you're thinking a mimic.
Basically, this thing can just move on to you. And if it hits us, there's a DC 20 fortitude save, or you're paralyzed.
Yeah, that. Alright, Steven runs over!
And they can automatically engulf anyone who's paralyzed.
Mm. Alright, you guys take care of that real quick. Then we'll move on.
Yeah, Michael? Yes, you were next on 23.
I'm in cover right now, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. You're
in full cover.
How many of those guys have pistols?
All these guys.
10.
By the way,
who are the guys in front?
Machine gun.
You just earned 800 experience points.
Two
of them,
One's feeding.
100.
Gotcha.
20, 30
something. That's fine. Mm. I still earned us extra experience points.
Yeah. Oh, it does have the ooze traits, so I need to look up what that is.
Can't be sneak attack, doesn't have to sleep, doesn't have to eat, though it does eat.
No, it absorbs.
And this
slight difference. You guys take care of that. We'll move in next turn.
Blind.
I'll go ahead and just.
When it popped up like right in front of you.
You're hasted.
Whoa! How is the dwarf reaction?
Nope. Oozes eat.
Wait, you're running away.
Double moving.
Steven.
Okay.
Oozes eat and breathe. Eat, but they do not breathe. They eat and breathe, but they do not.
In 1876, the war between Union and Confederate rages on. In the South, one group strives to keep the innocent ignorant of the supernatural and bend those forces to their own use. The Gamers Haven presents a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Tales of the Texas Rangers.
Available for download only at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved, Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.